And the plastic man is none other than Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, we're talking about the EPA trying to approve this sodium nitrate bait that would eradicate wild and feral hogs. You know, it's unbelievable how hogs can survive in almost any habitat. I mean, I've seen them down there with you in that marsh, living in that rugged marsh like that. They can survive. How bad is the problem down there in the marsh?
Well, we like the problem because it gives us something to do, and we eat
like you have nothing else to do, right? That's a playground down there.
Yeah, the boys love going to shoot them with the thermals and stuff. You know, where there's crops and where there's people that's deer hunting and all, the only way to kill them is going to be to poison them because, look, we got a quarter mile of land down here, and they hunt them 24 hours a day with dogs, knives, bows, tower boats, air boats, you name it, and they can't kill them all.
Yeah, don't forget helicopters in Texas.
I mean, everything. And they cannot kill them off in a quarter mile of land. Guess what? If you got big land, you better poison them because that's the only way you're getting rid of them.
Well, I'm going to have to do some research on the poison. It's a sodium nitrate, which pretty much is salt. But I think I heard testimony given by the wildlife and fishery veterinarian, Dr. Jim LaCour. He mentioned warfarin. And that's the active poison that's in rodent poison. So I don't know if that was part of it or exactly what's in it.
Well, I read about it, and it's going to kill them really quick. And they'll just go off and die. And I think after that, whatever eats them is not going to die. So
yeah, it does. It's not bioaccumulative is what they call that, like mercury. That
wow, watch your mouth.
Yeah, but, but it just seems wasteful, you know, that there's so much of that good meat just going to waste.
Oh, I know, and it's good to eat. You know, everybody, even the big boys, people don't eat, you know, they got this thing off of the boar, they just let it lay. But you know what? You go out there and cut the back straps out at least. I mean, good grief.
I
like the meat. Yeah, I mean, it's good meat, and when you make it with sausage or mix it with your deer, I mean, it's great. I mean, I've eaten it all my life, so... like you said, I think it's a waste too. So maybe they're not gonna poison them everywhere. Who knows? You know, you just don't ever know what people are gonna do. But you know, I picked blackberries yesterday, buddy. I have never in my life.
We were talking about you. I was up on the turkey hunting property, and up there they're just starting to flower. I haven't got any berries yet, and we were talking about
them
down there. And I was telling him how big and juicy they are in Plaquemines. It's because of that soil you got down there.
Yeah, I ate blackberries yesterday, March 10th. I have never in my life seen blackberries that early. I mean, that's weird. And then Miss Carmen's ducks all came back on the full moon. I tell you what, everything just changed on this full moon like that. She got 100 ducks sitting in the yard now. She's happy.
Yeah, we've had a big, just this week, you know, a lot of the wisterias blooming now and a lot of the dogwoods and all that stuff. Yeah, it's on the verge.
So the trout will come out their winter haunts right now. In fact, they already started. They came a little early. They're starting to move. So they'll be getting around now. Since that full moon, they'll start coming out the winter haunts, and they'll start heading for the bays. And before long, you know, they'll be out on the oyster reefs here like next week. So things are changing. It's good. You know, the boys are catching a lot of redfish and sheephead and black drum and some trout and, you know, Ty was back in at 10 yesterday. Guy says, enough. So, yeah, and the day before that, him and Cody just got together on a point, and they just sat there for 2 hours just solid catching fish, you know, just fish are biting really well right now.
Yeah.
Well, the river's going to be 12-2. Yeah, the river will be 12-2 on the 23rd, and then it'll start falling out. It's going to fall 3 foot. So things are really looking up. It's going to be a great springtime.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for a summer of the old days where we get steady, light southeast winds, you know, and little showers to cool things off, and a river that doesn't flood us out, and, man, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know if I can take all that good stuff.
Well, save me some blackberries if you can. I love blackberries, especially the ones.
Yeah, me
there.
Too. We chef made blackberry something last night, some turnovers or something. Oh, my gosh. It was good.
Man, you got like a 5-star restaurant down there, man. You got some
great food. I mean, I have a new chef. Have you met the new chef?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's been here a while. Oh, my gosh. He's doing a great job. I mean, everybody's loving it. Yeah, it's the dining experience to go with the great fishing. So now it's all the way around. I mean, it's a well-rounded machine we got over here now, so I'm happy.
Yep, it's a great place, and it's a big playground with all you got going on down there. You've been blessed.
For sure, buddy. For sure.
All right, well, you've been through some tough times, too.
I ain't scared.
You can't be if you operate down in Blackhawk Parish. You can't go down there.
You can't be scared. That's for sure. Something's coming to get you, whether it be an oil spill or a hurricane or
gator
something.
Or who COVID. Knows what. Well, look, keep trying to have fun. In the meantime, somebody wants to get you, give them that website and phone number.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. We got a brand new website up for them, or they can just call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good, my friend. Have fun, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Go get in that boat and do an eco tour for Tulane students today.
That should be fun. A lot of birds in right now. All right. See you next time.
Bye, buddy.